United Methodist Church on this fourth Sunday in Advent. Advent is a season the church celebrates four Sundays before Christmas. So the meaning of that is we are waiting expectantly for the coming of the Messiah. And as I have told you before, Advent season has three tenses in it: the past tense, the present tense, and the future. The past tense is the Messiah has already come. Jesus has come to save us from our sins. He gave his life for us. Because of that, Messiah has already come into our lives. So it is the present. He's coming into our lives today as we live our lives. And the future tense is that he's coming again as the King of Kings and Lord of Lords. So the season of Advent has three tenses, all past, present, and future. The Messiah who has come, the Messiah who lives in us today, and the King of Kings and the Messiah who is going to come again to establish God's kingdom here. So that's the today is the fourth Sunday in Advent, and the next Sunday is Christmas. So we will be lighting the love candle today. And along with that, usually there's a candle in the center that is called a Jesus candle. We usually light that on Christmas Day or Christmas Eve. Since we don't have a service on Christmas Eve, we will light both candles today. And the love candle, we will... where is Lou? Lou was supposed to light that. If she's not here, we'll find somebody to light it at that time. And then Layla, I told her, Layla will write, one of the children will light the Jesus candle. So during that time. And we have several songs that we'll be singing today. And there's a special that Raina is going to be singing. We will have the processional at the end, Silent Night, Holy Night at the end. We will have, if you don't have a candle yet, you can get one from here. You raise your hand, we'll give you one. And then we will all light our candles before we sing the song. And during the first song stanza, everybody stay here. After the first stanza, the children will start going out through this door. Everybody goes through this door to the fellowship hall. And you put your candle back here and you go to the fellowship hall. We'll, once everybody is seated there for our lunch, we'll come and have a prayer. And then we'll get the kids their gifts. Gifts are waiting. So you have to wait until we finish our service. Okay? So that's it's going to be still there. That's going to be the order of our service today. The announcements are listed on the second page in the bulletin if you want to follow with me on that. I don't want to go over every one of them. We had a great art class yesterday. Please make sure that we let everybody know. So the next one is January 21. We will have on Saturday at 10 a.m. And the third Thursday lunch, let us meet together on January 15 and have a good lunch and fellowship. And today we will have lunch after service. Please make sure everybody stay back after service for that lunch. Thank you for your continued participation and donations. They are listed there for our continued prayers. And we accept donations over our website now. So please use online payment if that is something that is convenient for you, for us. It is a good opportunity that God has given us to be a witness in this community. And we have some children that we have identified that need our support. And I will let you know more about that. They are not, they don't have parents living with them. They are living with their relatives. Their parents are, some of them are in other countries, some of them are not here. So they definitely need particularly support during these holidays. I gave out some of the Kroger gift cards that we have yesterday to those families. And if you happen to have God's spirit prompting you, when you go shopping, please remember them in your prayers and pick up another clothing, a pants or a coat or something that you can. We have the information available. Do you know the ages of those children?
They're between 9 to 13.
9 to 13. Boys or girls?
Boys.
Okay.
And then the girls, she's...
three boys and a girl, right?
Yeah.
Three boys and a girl who don't have parents with them. So we are going to be their parents. Those are the announcements that I have. Anybody else have anything to add or anything that I missed? If not, let us continue worshiping God together. Thank you all for joining us today for this combined service. And especially, we are looking forward to your... special song today also as we sing together. The opening song is going to be Hark the Herald Angels Sing. You all have a blue hymnal in your pews. There is 240 in that hymnal. If you are able, please all stand for the opening hymn 240, Hark the Herald Angels Sing.
Hark the herald angels sing, glory to the newborn King. Praise on earth and mercy mild, God and sinners reconciled. Joyful all ye nations rise, join the triumph of the skies. With angelic hosts proclaim, Christ is born in Bethlehem. Hark the herald angels sing, glory to the newborn King. Christ the highest and adored, Christ the everlasting Lord. Let him shine, behold him come, offspring of a virgin's womb. Veiled in flesh the Godhead seen, health incarnate deity. Pleased with us in flesh to dwell, Jesus our Emmanuel. Hark the herald angels sing, glory to the newborn King.
Loving God, we thank you for this gift of life, along with all the blessings that you have given us to live in this world. You have given us another day to live in this world to be a blessing. We thank you again, above all, for the gift of Jesus Christ who sent to this world to die for us so that we can have eternal life. Lord, we thank you for the love that you have shown to us. Even though we were sinners, you still loved us, Lord. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish but have eternal life. We thank you for loving us so much that you gave your life for us. As we gather here today, Lord, help us to worship you and celebrate the coming of Messiah, not only in this world in the past, but also in our present lives, living in our lives through us, Lord. And also, help us, Lord, to wait for the coming of the Messiah again as the King of Kings and Lord of Lords in the future. Help us, Lord, to be encouraged by the hope of your coming again. Help us, Lord, to be faithful in our life wherever you place us, Lord. In our worship today, we pray that your name be lifted up and people be blessed. That in our singing, in the prayers we make and all the things that we do today, Lord, bring honor and glory to your name and blessing to your people. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
It is our greeting time now. If you are able, please get up and greet each other in Christian love. Now we will have a special by Raina and Emily. They're going to play the piano and have a special song for us right now.
Thank you.
Amen. Now we will light the love candle and Jesus candle today. We will light both of them. Miss Lou, you will be lighting the love candle, which is the purple candle. Then I come and do the Jesus candle. Let us pray. Repeat after me the prayer that I pray here. Loving God,
Loving God.
You showed your love for us,
because
of Jesus.
While we were still
sinners,
Christ came and died for us.
I trust in your unfailing love. Your goodness and love will follow me all the days of my life.
Your goodness and love will follow me all the days of my life.
Help us to love each other.
Teach us to love our enemies.
And do good to those who hate us.
Help us to remain in your love always.
In Jesus' name, Amen.
Now
the responsive reading is taken from Psalm 95, verses 1 through 14, which is which is on page 814 in your blue hymnal book.
Oh, come, let us sing to the Lord.
Let us make a joyful noise to the rock of our salvation.
Let us come into the God's presence with thanksgiving.
Let us make a joyful noise to the songs of praise.
For the Lord is a great God, and a great ruler above all gods, in whose hand are the depths of the earth and also the heights of the mountains.
The sea belongs to God who made it, and the dry land because God formed it.
Oh, come, let us worship and bow down.
Let us kneel before the Lord our Maker.
For the Lord is our God.
We are the people of God's pasture, the sheep of God's hand.
Hear the voice of the Lord today. Harden not your hearts, as Meribah as was on the day of Massa in the wilderness. When your forebear tested me and put me to proof, though they have seen my works.
For 40 years I lost that generation and said, they are a people who err in heart, and they do not regard my ways. Therefore I swore in my anger that they
shall not enter my rest. The word of God for the people of God.
Thanks be to God.
It's our prayer time now, when we share our prayers of blessings and concerns together as a church family and lift them up to the Lord, and trusting in God's promise that God will answer our prayers according to His time and His will. The regular prayer items are listed at the back of the bulletin, so let us turn to the back in the boxes there. We have the prayer requests. You can call out and share your prayers of blessings so that we can thank God together first. And thank God that Carol is here after 6 months at home.
Amen.
And she's doing much better. She's singing with us today. Thank you, Wayne, again. And thank you for all of your prayers for them. Any other praise? Thanksgiving? Birthdays? Oh, what's his name?
His name is Marcus.
Any special prayer request?
For my wife, Raina.
Oh, Raina, oh,
yeah. She goes, she'll be going into labor, to the hospital today to deliver our baby.
Oh, second today?
Child, yeah, yes.
Yeah, Raina, who just sang,
yeah.
She'll be heading to the hospital right after service for having a baby. So please pray for her.
Yes, yes.
It's a praise item and a prayer request together. Any others?
Amen.
Continue to pray for these items that are listed there in our regular prayer request. Use them as your regular prayer items in your daily prayers. Continue to pray for the family of Terry and Eleanor Nicholson, who passed away Terry's mother. Please pray for that family for peace and comfort. And continue to pray for Martha. She's not online today. Maybe she had another chemo this week. Please continue to pray for her recovery, strength in her body, and complete healing. Pray for the McMillan family that we shared, the death of their dear one. They're grieving. Continue to pray for Guillermo. And we are keeping in your prayers. God is good. Strength for his, and also Liliana, who cares for him. And continue to pray for George Varghese. There's a lot of progress in his stomach surgery. After 6 months, not eating anything through his mouth, he started solid food this last week. He still has some problems, but his stomach and his throat doesn't know what to do with it after 6 months. So a physical therapist has to come and train how to swallow. I mean, it's amazing our body is. When you don't use your body, and it just forgets. So please pray for him, and at least he has some strength in his body now. Any other prayer requests? Jan, sorry. You're on mute. Let me see if I can unmute you. Okay, now we can hear you.
Harry continues to have problems with balance, and now some problems with memory and stuff. And if we could please pray,
okay,
that the tests tell us something. So far, they haven't, because Harry moved in the MRI. So now we have to do more tests.
Okay. Please pray for Harry. He is having problems with walking because of his stability problems. So he continues to fall down now. So please pray that God will give him strength in his body, and also for them to find the treatment for him. And also for Jan. Any other special calls? Continue to pray for our nation, our president, our leaders of the Congress, governors of the state, and all those who make decisions, that they will be guided by the Holy Spirit. Let's pray for our church, our bishop, and all the leaders of the church as we look forward to another year, the new bishop also. Also, let us pray for the service workers, our grocery clerks, trash workers, and military, fire, police, and all those who serve us every day. Keep them in our prayers, particularly during this holiday season. Pray for their safety and their family's safety. If there are no other call-outs, special prayers, let us go to God in prayer. We will bow down and have a silent prayer for a few moments, and then I will close with a summarized prayer. Let us pray. Jesus said, "Ask and it will be given to you. Seek and you will find. Knock and the door will be opened to you. For everyone who asks will receive, and those who seek will find. And those who knock, the door will be opened." Loving God, we thank you for this time that you have given us to come together as your children, in this church and also online, to worship you, Lord. We thank you for the gift of life that you have given us to live in this world, not on our choice, but it was your choice for us to give this life in this world. Help us, Lord, to be faithful in all the things that you give us to do. Help us, Lord, to be loving and caring and compassionate as we live out our lives in this world. Thank you for covering us with your love and protection every day. You are the source of all good things, and everything that you give us is your grace, Lord. We come before you with our needs and our burdens at this time. Some of us are broken in our bodies. Many of us are broken in our spirits and in our souls. We pray for healing from you at this time, Lord. You are our Creator. We lift up those who need your protection and guidance and healing, particularly the ones that we have lifted up at this time. We pray for the family of Terry and Eleanor Nicholson, who passed away. Bless them at this difficult time. Comfort them with your peace. We pray for the McMillan family, also grieving at the death of their dear one. Comfort them with your peace and presence, Lord. We pray for Martha. She's taking her chemo for her cancer. We pray for your healing hand to touch her, Lord. Above all, we pray for peace in her life and also rich. We pray for Carol. Thank you for enabling her to come here today to worship with us today, Lord. Thank you for the progress in her healing. Strengthen her body, her leg, and her hip, that she can walk soon without any support. We pray for your grace upon her and also on Wayne. We pray for Guillermo. Thank you for bringing him today with us to worship together, Lord. Strengthen his body and also heal him, Lord, with your healing hand. Pray for Liliana for the grace and comfort at this time. Bless them as a family going forward. We pray for all those caretakers who care for our sick dear ones, especially Rich and Wayne and all those who are caring for their dear ones. Pray for your grace and mercy upon them, and especially the patients, and to be caring and compassionate during this time. We pray for George Vargas. Thank you for the progress that you've given us. Continue to bless him that he can restore his strength and health back to normal life, Lord. Bless him and his wife and his family during this difficult time that they are progressing through this illness. We pray for all of those who are struggling with various illnesses and problems in their lives, Lord. We thank you again for your grace in their lives. We pray for Reina as she is going back to the hospital for the birth of their child. We pray for strength and in her body and also a blessed delivery for the child. Make it a blessed time together that we can rejoice together for the birth of the child, Lord. Strengthen them as a family and comfort them during this time. We pray for Marcus Stephen for treating for lung cancer. We pray for your grace upon him and also for his family during this time. We pray for all of those who are struggling with various needs in their time, especially during this holiday season. We pray for those children who have been separated by their parents. Bless them, Lord, and you are the father and mother for them. Help us to be their caring parents for them when they are lonely at this time. We pray for our nation, our president, Congress, and leaders of states and governors who make decisions on a daily basis that affect our lives. We pray for your guidance and your wisdom to guide them, Lord, to do the good things for, to make good decisions and the right decisions for the people. We thank you for the service workers, our military, fire, police, and grocery clerks and trash workers and our delivery people and many, many others who work behind the scenes to support us. We thank you for their services and we pray for their safety and their family safety during this time. Bless us together as a church, Lord, as we work together to do your work in this community, to be a blessing to this community and around the world. Use the opportunities that you have given us faithfully so that we can be called faithful servants when we face you in that judgment time. Thank you again for your presence in our midst. Help us to worship you in truth and spirit, to lift your name up and glorify your name. May your people be blessed. In Jesus' name we pray, as we pray the Lord's Prayer together. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen.
Praise God from whom all blessings flow. Praise Him all creatures here below. Praise Him above ye heavenly hosts. Praise Father, Son, and Holy Ghost.
Scripture says everybody should generously give according to God has given in their hearts, not out of compulsion, because God loves a cheerful giver. Loving God, we thank you for the gift of life and all the blessings that come with it. We come before you with a portion of what you have given us, Lord, take this offertory and bless it so that it can be used for the blessing of this world and for the furtherance of your kingdom. May we find joy as we freely give our prayers and presents, gifts and service to support the ministry of this church and the mission of the church around the world. We thank you for all those who were able to give today, Lord, and also pray for those who could not give today. Remember all of them in your love, O God. Bless and help us to be faithful in all the opportunity that you give us. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Please be seated as we sing another song, Joy to the World. You can remain seated and join the song. It's 246. Let earth receive her King. Let every heart prepare Him room. And heaven and nature sing. And heaven and nature sing. And heaven and heaven and nature sing. Joy to the world, the Savior reigns. Let all their songs implore. While fields and floods, rocks, hills and plains, repeat the sounding joy, repeat the sounding joy, repeat, repeat the sounding joy. No more let sins and sorrows grow. No thorns infest the ground. He comes to make His blessings flow. Far as the curse is found, far as the curse is found, far as the curse is found. He rules the world with truth and and makes the nations strong. The glories of His righteousness and wonders of His love, and wonders of His love, and wonders, wonders of His love. Please be seated. As you remain seated, we will sing another song. O Come All Ye Faithful, 234. We will sing one. Which one do you have?
1, 2, 3.
1, 2, and 3.
Joyful and triumphant, O come ye, O come ye to Bethlehem. Come and behold Him, born the King of angels. O come, let us adore Him. O come, let us adore Him. O come, let us adore Him, Christ the Lord. True God, light from light eternal, lo, He shines not the world to spoil. Son of the Father, begotten, not created. O come, let us adore Him. O come, let us adore Him. O come, let us adore Him, Christ the Lord. Sing, choirs of angels, sing in ecstasy. exaltation, O sing all the citizens of heaven above. Glory to God, all glory in the highest. O come, let us adore him. O come, let us adore him. O come, let us adore him, Christ the Lord.
We'll do reading 2. Which is Luke chapter 2 verses 8 through 14. There's a sheet in the pews if you want to follow that. It's also on the screen. And what's your name?
Sophia.
You want to say your name?
Sophia.
My name is Sophia.
Okay. This is the word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God. Please be seated. We will sing another Christmas song, 238, Angels We Have Heard on High. We'll do 1, 3 and 4. 1, 3 and 4. 1, 3 and 4.
Angels we have heard on high, sweetly singing all the praise, and the mountains in reply, echoing their joyous praise. Gloria in excelsis. Christ whose birth the angels sing, come adore on bended knee, Christ the Lord, the newborn King. Gloria in excelsis Deo. Of angels praise, Mary, Joseph, lend your aid, while our hearts in love we raise. Gloria in excelsis Deo.
We have one more reading, reading 3, which is verses 15 through 20, Luke chapter 2.
Jazzed up version of Go Tell It on the Mountain. You ready, Luke?
scripture we read in Romans chapter 5 verses 1 to 4. I will quickly read it. Therefore, since we have been justified through faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ, through whom we have gained access by faith into this grace in which we now stand. And we boast in the hope of the glory of God. Not only so, but we also glory and rejoice in our sufferings, because we know that suffering produces perseverance, perseverance character, and character hope. Hope does not put us to shame, because God's love has been poured out into our hearts through the Holy Spirit who has been given to us. Let us pray. Loving God, we thank you for the gift of Christmas and the celebration that we can enjoy together, the coming of the Messiah into this world and into our hearts, in our lives, and also the coming of the King of Kings and Lord of Lords a second time. Bless us, Lord, as we celebrate together your coming into this world. As we meditate on your word, bless our hearts, open our minds, and give us obedience and humility to obey your words. May the words of my mouth and the meditations of all of our hearts be acceptable in your sight. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
So as we celebrated the 4 days of Advent, we celebrated, first Sunday was hope, the second Sunday we celebrated peace, and the third Sunday we celebrated joy, and today we celebrated love. And each of these Sundays we lit a candle for those. Love is an amazing thing. It's a complex thing. And one of the books that I read, a student who was taught by a rabbi in the Jewish synagogue, the student told the rabbi that, "Rabbi, I love you so much." And then the rabbi looked at him, and usually somebody tells you love you so much, what you say? You say, "At least thank you." But the rabbi was looking at him intently in his eyes and said, "Dear son, you know, you said you loved me, but do you know what hurts me?" And the student was so puzzled, you know, you don't get a reaction like that. But he was trying to tell him or teach him a story. If you love somebody, you know what is it that hurts them. In other words, if you don't know what hurts another person, you don't really know how to love them. So we have to be in their shoes and to be compassionate and caring, to know what hurts they have in their life, to honestly love them. So love is a complex thing. And we all say that, "I love you," to our dear ones all the time. It is a complex thing. But at the same time, it is a noun. We know that. And also it's a verb, right? The same word we use for the noun, love, and also we love. In other words, love is a noun and an action. A verb is an action, right? That's what God, the scripture says in the in John 3:16. We all know that, the famous verse, the well-known verse, "God so loved the world that he gave." So it is not love alone, but it is an action that follows love, to give. So God so loved the world that he gave his only son. When we say that we love God or we love somebody, it is more than that, the words that matter. The action that comes with it. If we somebody, we are willing to give also to that somebody when we love them. And in this case, what God loved, when God loved, he gave himself for us. So he gave everything for us. That is the kind of love that God wants us to love. There are several different kinds of love that I have told you before too. Like, in many people think about the four different, like storge, philia, love, and agape love. The storge is the parental love. You know, the parents, mothers and fathers have to their children, and their children love back. And that's the parental love relationship with their children, that is storge. The other love is philia, which is brotherly love. We love each other as brothers, and also friendly love. We love friends. It is not like the love of a mother to the child. The friendly love is a little different. So that's philia. And then eros. Eros is an erotic love, which is based on our emotions. Lust and sex and all of that stuff, erotic love. But then there is another love called agape love, which is God's love, which is sacrificial love. The first three loves that I told you, the parental love, the brotherly love, and the erotic love, all those three loves are possessive loves. I possess that, so I love that. I love my girlfriend or my wife because I have her. I don't want anybody else to love her. That's the way. Or my brotherly love, because I love my brother because he's my brother. It doesn't go beyond that. And I love my parents, or parents love their children because the children are theirs. You know, you might love somebody else's child also, but not like you love your own child, right? So these three love are possessive loves because we possess them. They are more self-centered love. But the agape love, that God's love, is giving love. It is not possessive. It is giving him ourselves outward. That's what God did. He gave his only son to come to this world to die for us. He gave himself for us. So that is not possessive, even though we were sinners. In spite of our sins and in our unfaithfulness, God gave himself out for us. So as people of God, as people of love, that we proclaim to this world, when we go out to this world, let us remind ourselves of the fact that God loved us by giving himself for us. So we ought to love others by giving ourselves for others. So keep that thought in our mind. It is not what we have in our lives that matters. It is what we give out in our life that matters. God wants us to give ourselves, our whole life, to others. That's the caring, the compassionate love that Jesus showed us through his selfless love in this world, who came and loved these sinners so that we can have eternal life and have a life always with him. He loved us so much that he gave. So love is not just a verb, but it is also an action that comes with it, that God so loved the world that he gave. So he wants us to love each other so that we can also give all that we can, even our life, the risk of our lives, that we can we love each other. God's love is to be shared. The same love that God has shown to us, because God loved us, we share that love with everyone else in this world. In our daily living, it's not always easy to love everybody, right? As we drive around the streets and on a busy day, you know, we have all kinds of different people we happen to see driving across our lanes and our streets. Sometimes we get upset with certain things that are happening around us. But even in the midst of those things, God says that as God's people, the love should overflow from us, even when things are not going well around us. So God is a good God. He loved us by giving himself for us. And we ought to live a life that is giving and sacrificial for others, to bless this world as we live out our life in this world. So go from this place knowing that God loves us regardless of what we are or where we are. Not because of what we are, but in spite of who we are, God still loves us. So we ought to go and love others, not because of who they are, in spite of they are, because who we are, as children of God, we ought to love others. So may God bless us with these words as we go from this place. As we close our closing hymn is Silent Night. Before that, the pastor will pray. Can you come and pray?
Let's pray. Señor mi Dios, le damos gracias en esta tarde, Señor, gracias por ser nuestro Dios, por lo bueno que usted es con nosotros, por lo misericordioso, por lo amoroso, Señor, y por aún tenernos con bien hasta el día de hoy. Gracias por habernos cuidado todo este resto del año. Le queremos suplicar y le queremos pedir que usted se reúna con nosotros en el convivio que vamos a tener de la comida, en el compañerismo. Gracias por este buen tiempo que usted nos ha permitido juntar las dos iglesias como un solo cuerpo en Cristo. Le queremos pedir, Señor, que usted obre de una manera especial. Gracias por el pastor, por cada uno de sus miembros, que somos parte de la familia. Gracias porque usted, Señor, nos permite juntarnos en unidad y juntarnos juntos, Señor, en amor y en juntos, Señor, en comunión. Les pedimos, Señor, por cada uno de nuestros miembros, tanto de la iglesia hispana como de los americanos, que usted, Señor, nos siga cuidando, nos siga bendiciendo, nos siga protegiendo y nos siga ayudando, Señor, en cada momento. Nos ponemos en sus manos. Gracias por este lugar que usted nos ha permitido. En el nombre de Jesús. Amén.
So, you all have a candle now, right? If you don't have one, raise your hand. You don't have one? Okay, once you get that, turn to the hymnal 239, Silent Night, Holy Night. We'll sing all those songs, all the stanzas. Let's all stand.
Silent.